Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Wednesday, September 15, 2021. The globalist deep state coup against America has now been exposed. Treason has been committed.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
According to the newly released book, Peril, by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa, General Mark Milley of the Joint Chiefs of Staff committed treason. On October 30th of 2020, he made a top-secret phone call to General Li of the Communist Chinese Party, assuring him that the U.S. was not going to attack China, and if they ever planned to, he would call ahead of time and let them know. Milley made a second top-secret call on January 8th of 2021, telling his communist handlers that Trump was unstable and made assurances that nothing would happen. That same day, Milley called a secret emergency meeting at the Pentagon, ordering his subordinates to disobey any orders from the President of the United States without his presence. This is a U.S. general at one of the highest levels of our military, working secretly with the communist Chinese to undermine the lawfully elected president of the United States. Working secretly with the CCP, a regime that runs death camps and genocides its own people. Now there is no doubt why he pushes critical race theory, a CCP subversion technique, and plans on purging the military. He works for the communist Chinese. This is treason at the highest level. In a reasonable world, punishable by death. And there is no shortage of domestic enemies in America today.
I would call General Milley a hero. He behaved in a heroic manner.
But what he did was ensure the guardrails were in place. So I give him high marks for this based on what's described in the book.
I think Milley felt ill-used by the episode in Lafayette Square when he was used as a prop. So one can understand Milley's anxieties.
We are in a period of extraordinary danger. I think General Milley is going to be treated very favorably by history.
And just weeks ago, China was unlawfully sending battleships, including their most lethal, off the coast of Alaska. Will anyone be warning the U.S. of a CCP invasion? Are there any patriots left in the Pentagon? Former Navy intelligence officer Jack Posobiec claims that several Pentagon officers who were present in Milley's secret meeting are now willing to testify against him under oath. If there is to be any purge of the military, it is only fitting that it should begin with General Mark Milley. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Even among Democrats. Watch these statements from just a few months ago.
I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
Can we mandate vaccines across the country? No, that's not a role that the federal government, I think, even has the power to make.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
No, definitely not. You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine. We've never done that. We don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate.
So things are changing so quickly that the population is becoming numb to what the state of affairs was just the other day. For a quick recap, a year ago, they were telling you, maybe you shouldn't take the vaccine because Trump created it. A few months ago, they were assuring you, Nancy Pelosi in April assured you, we're never going to require vaccines because we can't do that. We don't have the power. Your medical status is a matter, a sacred matter of privacy. Again, that was in April. On Thursday, they required vaccines. Here's where we are today.
I would support that if you want to get on a plane and travel with other people, that you should be vaccinated.
You know, flying on an airplane remains a hazard. You know, no one knows the vaccination status of any of the fellow passengers. You're locked in this tube. And and it's a privilege to travel.
There's more mandates I wish he would have given. I think mandating vaccines for air travel, train travel, or...
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, who's still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, at least for the time being, on this Wednesday, September 15th, worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. Again, with incredible frustration, we are the only people that know exactly what happened with General Milley and laid it out already. Because this was already in the news, it already developed, we already had sources back at the time of January 6th. And so, I'm sitting here, as all of this unfolds, watching our country already under a globalist coup. It wasn't that Milley was trying to carry out a coup. There was already a coup where they wouldn't follow what Trump said. They would throw away his executive orders. They refused to pull troops out of Syria and out of Afghanistan and everywhere else. And this is a bureaucracy that's running the country in the ground. It's already sold the nation out. So I'm too angry at this point to do the show. It's not a dramatic effect. I got to restart the show. So we're going to go to some tapes. I may not even come back. It's just, we're not a serious people. We don't understand what we're up against. And that's why we're getting destroyed. And we're seeing the worst scum of the earth taking control of the country. I'm going to restart the show at the next segment. Don't worry, we got a lot of important special reports, but I've got to just clear my mind because this stuff is so big, so earth-shattering, so important, so over the top that it just can't be done half-ass. It's got to be done with exact precision. And so I'm going to do the best job I can when we come back to do it. We've got a lot of really important doctors and scientists and people that need to be heard from on the whole COVID martial law takeover as well. And so we're going to air some of those reports here. You know, maybe I should just leave today. Not to walk off the show, but just to note how serious things are. Because you know, your government walked off a long time ago and is run by foreign criminals that are actually waging war against us. And literally killing everybody. I've got reports here that I've confirmed in the statistics. I looked it up for 2 hours last night, an hour this morning. That all over the country, cancers being reported are up more than 10 times. And so maybe that's my problem. Maybe I'm over-preparing.
But you understand that the people running our government, running the Pentagon, running Big Pharma, are in a war. It's only Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Europe, and the U.S. being hit with these mRNA poison shots. Everybody else gets a regular vaccine. They have their problems, but nothing like this. I mean, you understand that? You understand they're killing you. They see you as their enemy. I wonder if that clip's on here. I know I sent it. Here, let's just read the headlines. There's over 750,000 sex offenders in the U.S., and none of them have to show any proof of being registered, but you're going to have to show one to go to a bar or hospital or get on a plane. That's pretty big. We got Andrew Reed, Evan Pugh, professor of biology and epidemiology at Penn State on Merrick's disease, which I've been saying is a huge deal, and it's creating like a Merrick's-like effect in humans. We're going to get to that clip. It's incredibly important. We got Merrick's disease part two. That's really important. And we just got dozens and dozens of these clips I sent over to the crew here, just listing how they're doing it to us. And I didn't have time today. I got here late. I didn't have time to know if I had the clip with the scientist. It's a LifeSite News front page, Infowars.com. 20 plus times more likely to get cancer in those that got the injection. Let's just read all the list here on air. Let's do it that way. My vitamins don't work if you don't take yours. Just like my vaccine doesn't work if you don't take yours. British professor sounds off on Pfizer, paying out biggest fine in history for bribing doctors. That's really big. Doctors refuse to carry out a COVID antibody test because they're just saying natural immunity doesn't exist now. Total loss. It's saying the sun doesn't exist. Former President Trump reacts to new reports about General Milley. That's really important. We'll be getting to that early. Senator Reich questions Blinken on who's controlling Biden and how they keep turning his mic off. He just lies to him and denies it. Another huge statement by top doctor in Israel on national TV saying that they're seeing way more people sick and sick longer and dying than have had the vaccine. That's on national TV. That's clip 22. And it goes on and 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 on here. But the one I want, it's not on there, let me show you, is on Infowars.com. There's an article on Infowars.com. Doctor reports 20-plus fold increase in cancer in his patients. He has a major diagnostics lab that goes in and does the biopsies and does the tests, and they've got more business than they could ever have. You know what? We won't get to Melly. We're going to get to that when we come back here today. But we're really settling in here now in America, aren't we, to being murdered and killed. And learning that generals call the Chinese and say Trump's crazy. He tried to overthrow the government 2 days ago, but don't worry, we'll protect you, trying to self-aggrandize themselves with the Chinese communists. All that did was make them hate us and not trust us and think, what type of dishonorable criminals run the United States? So now they've been invading all over and threatening to invade and having ships sail off our coast and threatening to nuke us because they know it's a bunch of sycophantic criminals running the government that would undermine a president that tried to build the nation up. Trump was popular in China. The communists respected him, by the way. But they don't respect the likes of Joe Biden and all these criminals. So these little sellouts that stole the government, they think they're all powerful. They think they're all super cool. They think everybody thinks they're really great. But the whole world hates them. No one wants to be associated with that. No one wants to be around that. No one wants to have to sit there and deal with people like that. These are dishonorable trash that have taken over our country and who see the people they stole the nation from as their enemy because we are the rightful heirs to this republic, we the people, who they're poisoning with cancer-causing shots that, don't worry, you're not going to have to wait a year to get cancer from your COVID shots. A lot of people are getting cancer within weeks. And that's what the diagnostic labs that are doing the biopsies are seeing, so we've got that. And so that's what we've got here. This whole Milley thing, maybe we can put the show headline up from the broadcast. from InfoWars.com, the show headline for the show today. And if you pull it up on InfoWars.com, you just go to InfoWars.com, and it says global exclusive. General Milley was part of a larger coup operation being prepared by the deep state against Trump. Nancy Pelosi has confirmed that top Democrats working with traitors in the Pentagon had prepared a plan to remove Trump from office if he didn't step down. Milley was developing the fake pretext with the false story that Trump was preparing to attack China with no evidence of that, which to the contrary, to operate the cover of the coup they were setting up. Isn't that a big deal? And did you know yesterday when I saw this break, towards the end of the show, I went, wait a minute, I remember Pelosi talking about, don't worry, the nukes are safe. I talked to Milley on TV on January 8th, and sure as hell it was in CNN. And then now the media's like, oh, it's true, he's a hero. They made that all up, that Trump was about to launch a nuclear war with no evidence, so in case they had to go take him out, that was going to be their cover, that they saved the world. When they're the ones endangering the whole world, they're the ones that are treasonous maggots, they're all a bunch of pedophiles. I mean, that's give me a break.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So for decades, I studied the globalist plan and had seen them tested around the world. I knew they were going to roll it out through poison vaccines was their main battle plan. They war gamed a lot of scenarios. And now I'm sitting here watching it unfold and watching massive increases in cancer, massive increases in heart attacks and blood clots and all these illnesses, and knowing what it did in the rat studies. And I'm very angry and I'm very horrified. So I really am having trouble doing this show right now. There's the headline. Idaho doctor reports a 20 times increase in cancer in vaccinated patients. I'm going to tell you all about that coming up in two segments, and then I'm going to lay a ton of news and information out ahead of all of the other big developments that we're going to be having here today. But when it comes to this Milley situation, I am so upset because it just confirms our worst analysis that I am ashamed of my country, what we've become. We're just drunk on entertainment, drunk on drugs. We are completely far away from God. Our churches are captured. And then you look at that sack of un-American filth, that America-hating leftist poser. He's like Brian Stelter in a uniform. And that's who the globalists put in there. That's who they maneuvered in there, because he's just so bad. That if I just get up here and talk about this, nobody cares. Nobody cares. I mean, if I built it up for 3-4 days and then said, I'm going to tell you what's really going on, we'd have an extra 5 million people tuning in. People would actually care. They'd pass it around. But if I just lay this out, you know what? I'm not going to tell you what's going on with Milley. How about that? People tend to like to not know the truth. They all think it's fun to be ignorant. We just won't go there. In fact, I'm not going to talk about Milley. Let's talk about, here, let's just look at an InfoWars stack of news right here. Let's do that. Oh, yeah, Gavin Newsom stole the election in California. Yeah, total psychopath, liar, piece of garbage. Mayor demands school board resign over or be charged over dissemination of child pornography material. They'll all get rewards. We've got General Milley and all his criminal activity. Idaho doctor reports a 20 times increase of cancer in vaccinated patients. Let's just go ahead and cover that. A doctor has found an increase in cancer since the COVID-19 inoculation rollout. Back on March 18th, Dr. Ryan Cole, a board-certified pathologist and owner, an operator of a diagnostics lab, reported to the public in a video, now much more stuff's been discovered, produced by Idaho State Government's Capital Clarity Project, that he is seeing a massive uptick in various autoimmune diseases and cancers in patients who have been, quote, vaccinated, which is what happened at the University of Texas Fauci-funded study in 2012 on rats. Since January 1st, the laboratory, I'm seeing a 20 times increase of endometrial cancers over what I see on an annual basis, reported Dr. Cole in a video clip shared on Twitter. So we have the original one from March, and we have his new video. We're going to play both those for you here today. And it just goes on from there. He's like, gosh, I've never seen this many endometrial cancers before, he continued, explaining his findings at a March 18 event. Cole told Idahoans that the vaccine seemed to be causing serious autoimmune issues in a way he described as a reverse of HIV. It doesn't kill your T cells that train the killer cells. It turns them off. Cole explained that two types of cells are required to adequately have an immune system function. Helper T cells, called CD4 cells, and killer T cells, often known as CD8 cells. You know what we'll do? We'll play all these doctors next segment. And let me see my guest today. Andrew Torba's a great guy. He's fighting back against the globalists. He's going to be here. And then Jay Dyer in the fourth hour, really an expert on the Great Reset, the New World Order's own admissions, what they're going to do to you and your family. And then I will get into Millie in the second hour. Because I had a whole prepared analysis, all the points, and the way I do it is it's all loaded in my mind. But then sometimes if I've got too much going on in the morning, I don't have time to line it all up. And so then it just, and I mean, it's all really there, but I want to really lay it out properly and really give you a powerful analysis. And that just disappeared into the ether. So, and really what it is my anger. Is that I'm just telling you, I can walk off and leave. I'm just being honest here that I want to smash this desk and I don't want to keep doing this because, you know, we're not really supposed to just sit here and talk about what they're doing to us. I mean, they are murdering us, poisoning us, killing us. This is a military operation led by sacks of filth like Brian Stelter and Milley. All of them cowardly little nothings, not even men. I mean, I'll just tell you. Their actions are horrible and evil. They're raping America and selling the country out and lying and persecuting and censoring and fraud. But the reason I'm really mad is when I see the analysis of what Milley did. Oh, it's treason. Oh, he called our enemies and said, we're going to attack. I'll tell you, that's illegal. Yeah, he should be arrested. But you know he's not going to be because they're rubbing it in right now. They put this out. They want to let you know there's a coup. They're rubbing you in it. But it's far worse than that. It was part of a larger coup plan they had where Trump was told, you've got to leave or we're going to remove you. And that basically came out and Trump basically said that. And then we all sat there and got mad at Trump when it was us as a country that allowed this level of garbage to install itself like cancer throughout every strata of this country. So I'm just going to control myself here. I may not be able to come back today. During the break, I'm going to decide. I may just need to go for a hike or something. And, you know, we're a cursed nation. So the issue is all the people serving this are going to be destroyed just as much as we are. So at one level, it just is what it is, isn't it? I mean, you understand that my phone lines load up and I know a bunch of medical doctors. And I know the head of a major biotech company, one of the biggest here in Austin. And they all know this behind the scenes, but no one will speak up. I mean, the cancer oncology wards have never had this many people, and they've all been injected. I mean, they're murdering everybody. And we're going to sit here like Aztecs or Babylonians or Druids and just let them sacrifice all of us because they're the authorities. We've got to kiss their ass, and we live under Stockholm Syndrome. So I'm in a dark mood right now. I mean, just looking at Milley. The same thing I say about Stelter, I say about him. I was going to cast somebody for a movie as a villain that kidnaps children and eats them in a gutter somewhere, like It the Clown. No makeup needed. You've got Milley. And then the book cover fits what's on the inside, a monstrous piece of...
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, next hour, I'm going to lay out the big picture. And what's insane is no one is saying this. No one has gotten this. It is not in the news other than I saw Jack Posobiec pointing it out here, Shaney, because he's smart. And he worked in naval intelligence, then worked in some other areas. And so he knows it. How this stuff operates has got connections. But if we don't get out what's really happening, if Congress doesn't get it, if Trump doesn't get it, if Rand Paul doesn't get it, I've seen their statements about this, then what hope do we have? I mean, I personally told Trump when he was president-elect that they're spying on you and using all that information against you. And I told him specifically he was doing it because they had bragged in some of their sub-publications how they were doing it. And then it turned out it was true. Well, it turns out these criminals bragged how they were preparing to remove Trump, claiming that he wanted to use the nuclear weapons, which wasn't true. They used that false claim to organize the coup, and Milley had them sign allegiances to him. I have it all right here. Open and shut. This wasn't just treason to a foreign power, our main adversary, which they tell us, the patriots, we're involved in with Russia with no evidence. This is total evidence. It's that they were organizing that as a coup against Trump and admitted it on NBC News, CNN, everywhere else. As soon as I saw this story yesterday, I was like, oh, yeah, remember Pelosi talked about that. Remember, they were saying, oh, don't worry, after the January 6th, we'll stop him. You know, we're in control of the military. They admitted it. They're the ones that brought it out. What Bob Woodward's saying is true. But they're proud of it. That's what's so sick about this. And even if they did this, and Trump was really looking at that because of China threatening places, that's one thing. But we elected Trump. So that's bypassing our republic. But he didn't even do that. It's on record. He was going into detente with China at that point and North Korea. And, of course, Trump responded to that and said, this is crazy. China was starting to warm up to our deals. We've made these deals. So it's beyond serving China. He serves himself. He could have triggered a nuclear war calling up. Their head of the military said, well, do I launch an attack? He said, no. I'll let you know if we launch one. Well, that's how you, and then he said, well, then I may launch an attack. And all of our allies are listening in on this call on record. They're like, what the hell? And they started calling the NSA and others saying, is there a military coup in America? Is General Milley the president? Because you know that's what happened in Rome 60 years ago now, roughly. Look up when Caesar got killed, folks. I forget. It's like 40-something years before the birth of Christ. And it happens in third world countries all the time, you see this. Well, it happens in Africa, Latin America, and Asia. And here it is happening in America like we're Myanmar or something. And what's frightening is they're the ones that are dangerous. Oh, but he apologized in his photo op role when Trump walked around the streets and showed the burned down church and said it was wrong as just a sign of strength. He could have called out the military. Oh, but Milley doesn't mind being political when he is on his knees in Congress saying critical race theory is good and white people attack the Capitol and white people are the main terror threat. Don't you get it? I'm going to lay it out next hour. I'm going to lay out how they're preparing for war and gun confiscation, how they've said we're the main terror threat, how Biden has announced that in his June report, and how they were planning this all day one, even if they couldn't have stolen the election from Trump. They were planning to have a 25th Amendment coup against him, claiming he was about to start a war with China because all he did was sign on to standing up to them in the 40-year trade war they were in with us that we never fought back against. And the globalists had all pre-positioned their investments and everything else they did in China. And so that's their investment going down when Trump stands up to them and brings jobs back to America. Trump got us out of Afghanistan. Trump was doing peace deals with North Korea. Trump got us out of Syria. And Milley, remember, the Pentagon ignored the president. And the left is celebrating that. And celebrating surveillance and celebrating censorship. So we're not. Here's the big announcement. And it's a big announcement. And I'll be honest, I don't ever have problems speaking to a big crowd. I don't have any anxiety on national TV. This isn't like a choking or butterflies in my stomach. It's more like a rage. I have trouble presenting this because it's not a pride issue. It makes me mad that they're on top of us and we can't get them off our backs. We live in a plutocratic oligarchy of bureaucrats and special interests and billionaires and trillion-dollar companies that control them. A society of criminals. We live in a bureaucratic dictatorship of people that just don't want to be in control. They fundamentally hate America because the globalists in the last 70 years had to recruit people that hated the country, because why would you want to get rid of something so good? Like free market and self-defense and sovereignty and all of it. We weren't perfect, but way above everybody else. 5% of the wealth in 1950. 4% of the world population. 50% of the wealth in 1950. 4% of the population. We had half the world's wealth. And it was in the middle class and the average person's hands. We had created it. We had generated it. We had made all these inventions and all these things and been hardworking, and it had delivered. And now what do you have? Drug addiction, laziness, stupidness, Satanism, pedophilia run amok, a cursed nation. Because we got fat and happy and let the evil come in and take over. I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back with all the COVID news. It's huge. A bunch of the COVID news. My God. And then next hour, I'm going to nail Millie and nail it all to the wall and just calmly explain the whole track, what happened. And here's the frustrating part. We need massive awakening to this, or Millie doesn't get in trouble. And because you could bring down Millie, you could bring down the whole deep state, the whole criminal cabal. It's like the string on the sweater that it unravels the whole sweater. Or it's like you knock a hole in the dam and the water's just coming through and the whole thing breaks down. But instead they're like, well, wow, he's a Chinese agent. He was calling him. He's a traitor. They're like, oh, no, he saved us by doing that. That gives them their fake argument. No, he was lying, saying Trump was going to nuke somebody with no evidence, to have the military pledge allegiance to him and sign an agreement not to follow the president's orders. That's the treason. That's the coup. And he called Schumer and Pelosi and others to get them on board. And he with they and they with he. That's the issue. That's the, and no one, it's nowhere. No one is talking about Pelosi that I've seen. Other than the articles from January 8th, Pelosi says she spoke to General Milley about Trump and the nuclear codes. Do you understand that's why we've got to stay on air, despite all the attacks that I don't even get into with you? So listen to me. I'm not going to give you the whole backstory, and I'm not going to whine and complain about it. But if you want this place to be on air in a year, I need you to fund us. I need everybody to go buy the supplements and the water filters and the air filters. Everybody already needs horrible food. 1 month, 6 months, a year, 3 months. We've got provisions you need. We've got quality products, and we're fighting for you. And I'm fighting for myself and my family. I need to stay on air. And you need these products. Winter Sun, vitamin D3, highest quality. Take it under the tongue for your immune system and everything else for your body. It's essential. 50% off. X2 for your immune system, your whole body. So many people are deficient in iodine. It's the best deep earth crystal source. Nobody's got better. Nobody's got this. Nobody's got something as good. 50% off. Ultra 12, highest quality vitamin B12, highest grade. Taken under the tongue for higher absorption. Again, immune system, stamina, libido, your mind, your health, everything. InfoWarsStore.com. And I will continue to fight as hard as I can. But I tell you, at some point soon, I'm going to tell you about some of the stuff that's going on, but it's strategic, that is just unbelievable. And I'm not, it's fine. I expect that. But I'm just saying, on every front, they are moving to shut this country down and bully us into submission, and we're not going to do it. So keep me in the fight. We also have a new shirt that'll trigger leftist. I hate Alex Jones.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You gotta serve somebody.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
And we know the globalists serve.
Yes, indeed. You're gonna have to serve.
The commander of this world, as Bob Dylan said, he sold his soul to Satan for power. Bob Dylan's deadly serious about that. At least he's honest about it. He tried to go to Christ, but the devil was just too strong, he says. Oh, but there is no devil. And the atheists say, most atheists are Satanists in my experience. Now, well, they're just fools that had parents that were too religious and abused them, so they hate God. But there is a good force in the universe. There is a bad force. The good force made the universe. The bad force is our free will. When we choose bad, it manifests that. It exists in so many permutations. It is a spirit. It is an entity. It is a particular creature. But we've got a little bit of it in all of us, don't we? When we get into it, we make it stronger. All right, I'm starting to settle down a little bit. This Millie thing. and them killing everybody with these poison shots. I know you're all going through this too. I looked at photos of the gentleman we had on the broadcast last week and over the weekend, Ernest Ramirez, his son, Ernest Ramirez Jr., Ernesto Jr., was in good shape, played basketball, you name it, had a giant heart attack, and died with no congenital problems, no nothing. He just died from the Pfizer, from the Moderna shot. He's been censored off GoFundMe, cancels grieving father's fundraiser for son after he raised $10,000 to buy ads on the internet and things and warn people about the shots and promote boost posts about his son so he could warn others. It makes him feel better. I understand it does. And it helps people. Well, they said you can't do that. You can't criticize anybody. We're going to kill you. We're going to kill your family. That's the way it is. You can boost his videos. They're at band.video, but the enemy works around the clock, and I meant to tell the crew this, but will you guys go to Ernesto's Twitter, please? He just started. Had like 5 followers last week. It's got thousands now, thanks to the listeners going there and supporting him. He'll probably get banned off there, but at least his son won't go without a fight. Yeah, scroll down. It's a picture of his son in the casket with daddy saying goodbye. I couldn't imagine my 18-year-old son or my 17-year-old daughter or my 13-year-old daughter or my 4-year-old daughter saying bye to them and then closing the coffin. Because I've been there with grandparents and uncles and stuff. And it's incredibly hard to do. It's on the Twitter page. Here, I'll show it to you. And so, you know, that's the type of thing that goes on in this society. Yeah, there it is. So let's blow that picture up for TV viewers. Let's show the dead sign. That's a human being. That's a real person that was 16 and a single family dad that he'd raised as his little boy. A big, nice family, almost all of them veterans. And now he's in the ground here in Austin. That's where he's going to stay. He doesn't get to grow up and get a wife and have children. He doesn't get to join the army like his daddy. He doesn't get to climb mountains. He doesn't get to swim in the ocean. He doesn't get to see sunsets anymore because he got murdered by Bill Gates and Fauci, who are aided by all the lawyers, all the politicians, and all the General Millies of the world and all the swine that think they're better than us and think there's too many of us and say they're saving the earth by killing us. Well, I say then you should take yourselves out first. You monsters, you killers. So let's just leave Ernest Jr. up there with Ernest Sr. for people to look at their TV viewers. Just go look at the dead, murdered young man. Look at him. Look at him. Instead, you go to Ernest Twitter, and there's leftists attacking going, your son didn't die of that. It's safe and effective. How dare you try to get attention? Some of them even have names like, I'm with Pfizer. And you go find out they work for drug companies. A lot of them are bots. These are the people that give you the fake news about ivermectin killing you. They're the ones that get the fake news and get it banned in Australia. Australia, by the way, can't stand India. India now has entire cities completely free of any COVID with ivermectin. They've declared whole states free of it. The government issues it. They're talking about indicting the head health minister who tried to block it for crimes against humanity. But Ernest was told, you got to go get it. Ernest Jr. was like, yeah, I don't ever stay locked in the house. They followed the directives of the system. Like his daddy said, I used to trust the government. Now I don't. I love my country, but I hate my government. I don't trust my government. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. You put that headline back up. There it is for you. Uttar Pradesh, India announces state is COVID-free, proving the effectiveness of the deworming drug ivermectin. So let me play this for you. Idaho doctor reports a 20 times increase of cancer at his cancer diagnostic lab that I looked up is the biggest in his region, not just his city. So it was a respected lab, diagnostic lab, that tests blood samples, that tests tumors, you know, that tests the samples sent in. And they're saying, man, we got a 20-fold increase in business, baby, of a particular type of cancers that are tied in the rat studies to other coronavirus vaccines. because it's these viruses associated with cancer and their spike protein, and now your body's producing at the cellular level. It creates blood clots, it creates cancer, it attacks the testicles, the ovaries, the uterus, and you see it all there. Oh, and I got articles, mainline news, going, oh, yeah, a lot more people are getting cancer. That's just a side effect of the shot. So here is the doctor talking about it.
What we're seeing in the laboratory after people get these shots, we're seeing a very concerning locked-in low profile of these important killer T cells that you want in your body. It's almost a reverse HIV. In HIV, you lose your helper T cells, your CD4 cells. In this virus post-vaccine, what we're seeing is a drop in your killer T cells, your CD8 cells. And what do CD8 cells do? They keep all other viruses in check. What am I seeing in the laboratory? I'm seeing an uptick of herpes family viruses. I'm seeing herpes. I'm seeing shingles. I'm seeing mono. I'm seeing a huge uptick in human papillomavirus in the cervical biopsies and the cervical pap smears in women. In addition to that, there's a little infectious, you know, bump that kids get called molluscum contagiosum. What do you need to keep that in check? You need CD8 killer T cells. I am seeing a 20 times increase in individuals over the age of 50 of this little bump and rash. You know, that's innocuous, but what it tells me is the immune status of these individuals who have gotten the shot. We're literally weakening the immune system of these individuals. Now, most concerning of all is there's a pattern of these types of immune cells in the body that keep cancer in check. Well, since January 1, in the laboratory, I've seen a 20 times increase of endometrial cancers over what I see on an annual basis. A 20 times increase. I'm not exaggerating at all. Because I look at my numbers year over year. I'm like, gosh, I've never seen this many endometrial cancers before. I'm seeing invasive melanomas in younger patients. Normally, we catch those early, and they're thin melanomas. I'm seeing thick melanomas skyrocketing in the last month or two. I'm already seeing the early signals, and we are modifying the immune system to a weakened state. Great study out of Germany that looked at these profiles on young individuals after the Pfizer, showing this locked in, and we don't know how long. Maybe the immune system, you know, is going to regenerate and those ratios will go back up. But who's studying it? And where are the long-term trials? 2 months, 4 months? How long is this profile locked in? We don't know.
Oh, it's safe and effective, but we didn't do the studies. And now they lied and said they did the studies and now admit they didn't. Folks, what was Fauci over the HIV program, blocking drugs that help people? What did HIV do? It killed the T lymphocytes. Those are the white blood cells that train the other white blood cells, the killer Ts, what to do. Now they just hit us with something else that turns off the killer Ts. And, you know, look at Roger Stone's wife took the Pfizer shot and within a month had cancer in the lymphomas, in the lymph nodes, excuse me. So this is it. And it's what was in the rat studies too. And so here we are. And you see all these executives and rich people dying from the shots too. You know, this is a planetary attack. But look at the countries that are taking it. United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Europe, the UK. Nobody else in the world is. Isn't it funny? The UN tells us Europe's bad, white people are bad, the West is bad. Anybody that lives here is bad because it's the idea of freedom and jurisprudence and the whole Christian ethos that the system wants to get rid of because it's bringing in globalism. Yeah, Kathy Griffin got her vaccine. Now she's got lung cancer, which is directly associated with. All right, we're going to come back, and I'm going to get into the Milley thing. Greg Reese has done an excellent report at Band.video that's extremely powerful, dealing with this treason as well. I suggest you share it if you don't want to roll over and just die to these people. But this is it. This is the depopulation.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610.
800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.